past week's parsha was Parshas Re'e. Parsha begins Re'e Anochi Noisen Lefneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. See that I place before you today a blessing and a curse. The pasuk continues as Habracha, the blessing. Asher Tishmu Amitzvos Hashem Alekeichem Asher Anochi Mitzava Eschem Hayom, that you will listen to the commandments of Hashem your God that I command you today. V'haklala, and the curse, Imloy Sishmu El Mitzvos Hashem Alekeichem, if you will not listen to the commandments of Hashem your God. V'saratem in Aderach Asher Anochi Mitzava Eschem Hayom, and you will deviate from the path that I command you today, lo leches achrei elohim acherim asher lo yedatem, to follow after other gods that you did not know. So we need to understand a couple of things in these pesukim. First of all, the pasuk says as habracha asher tishmeu al mitzvos Hashem lekechem. The bracha will be if you will listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, and the klala is imlois ishma'u, if you will not listen. It seems that the more appropriate word would have been asher tishmeru al mitzvahs Hashem lekechem, that you will observe the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, and the klala would be imlois ishmeru as mitzvahs Hashem lekechem, if you will not observe. Why is it that the pasuk depended the blessing and the curse on whether we will listen or whether we will not listen to the mitzvahs, instead of whether we will observe or not observe the mitzvahs? Secondly, the pasuk says that the klala, the curse chas v'shalom, will be imloy sishmeu el mitzvahs Hashem lekechem, if you will not listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God. V'sarta min haderach, and you will deviate from the path asher anochi mitzava eschem hayom, that I command you today. It seems to be extra to tell us v'saratem en aderech, after the pasuk already tells us that we will not listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem lekechem. It seems to be obvious that that is a deviation from the path. So why does the pasuk have to continue and add v'saratem en aderech, and you will deviate from the path? And then we need to understand the pasuk says to follow other gods that you did not know. What does that mean? What about other gods that we do know? Is that okay? Is that okay to follow? I mean, obviously, it's not okay to worship any other god. So why does the pasuk tell us to follow other gods that you did not know? We have just begun Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is a month that we prepare ourselves for the Yomim HaNeiroim, the awesome days that are quickly approaching. We need to know how we are to prepare ourselves. What is our avodah? The Kizva Arizal, the writings of the Arizal, it says, the Arizal says that there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that refers to Chodesh Elul, and that pasuk is Hanoisen Bayom Derech, he who placed a path in the middle of the sea. And the Arizal, for whatever reason, says that this Derech, this path, is a reference to Chodesh Elul. So Arizal is talking in very Kabbalistic terms, but perhaps we can suggest an approach for us to understand on our level how Derech is a reference to Chodesh Elul, and how the Derech will help us understand what our Avodah and Chodesh Elul is. At the end of Parshas Kiseitze, we have the Parsha of Amalek, where the pasuk says, "Zochras Hashem Asa Lecha Amalek Baderech Betzeischem Mitzrayim." Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Mitzrayim. Asher Korcha Baderech, that he happened upon you on the way. So the pasuk emphasizes twice that Amalek attacked us on the derech. Now we need to understand what is the emphasis on Derech, that Amalek attacked us on the Derech? Why is that important for us to know? At the end of Parshas B'Shalach, when the battle of Amalek actually takes place, the pasuk there concludes, Ki yod al kes ka, milcham al Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. The hand covers Yud Kei, which is the first two letters of Hashem's name. And Chazal say on that pasuk that Ein Hashem Shalem, that Hashem's name will not be whole, Ad Shi Yemochesh Shmei Shel Amalek, until Amalek's name is erased. And we need to understand what that means, that Hashem's name is not whole until Amalek's name is erased. In the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos of Kufei Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a pasuk, Lo Yiyah B'cha El Zor, V'lei Seshtach V'la El Nechor. You shall not have within you a strange god, and you shall not bow down to a strange god, to a foreign god. So the Gemara was bothered by the word B'cha. You shall not have within you a strange god. So the Gemara says, Ezuhu el zoshu bekirba shel adam. What is a strange god, a foreign god that is within a person? The Yetzahara. It's a reference to the Yetzahara. So we need to understand, in what way is the Yetzahara an el zar? In what way is the Yetzahara a strange god? So I'd like to suggest the following. There are two approaches to avoid this Hashem for someone who serves Hashem. There is one approach is a person who is consumed with themselves for the majority of the day. A person eats and drinks and sleeps and does business and takes care of the kids and so on and so forth. The many different things that we do throughout our day. So the person is preoccupied with themselves for the majority of the day. And then the person designates time for the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person sets aside time to daven 3 times a day and goes to minyan 3 times a day. Sets aside, the person sets aside time to do mitzvahs and to learn every day. The person has their designated times and the designated things that they do for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the person has time for themselves and time for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's one approach to avodas Hashem. Another approach is that a person's entire day is avodas Hashem. A person's entire day is serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. When the person is eating, they're eating in order to have koyach to serve Hashem. When they're drinking to have koyach to serve Hashem. When they're sleeping to have koyach to serve Hashem. And when they're doing business in order to bring it, to make a Kiddush Hashem in the office and to support the Torah institutions and to support their family in order that they should be able to serve Hashem, so on and so forth. A person can see to it that their entire day is all service of Hashem. A person can see to it. This second approach is when a person sees to it that Hashem is their God at all times. There is no designated time that is for Hashem. Yes, the person davens and the person learns as well, but there is no part of the person's day that is not avodas Hashem. So, theoretically, you could have two people that do exactly the same things. Both of them eat and drink and sleep and do business and spend time with their families and take care of the kids and take they're preoccupied with with all many different things, and they daven and they learn and they do mitzvahs, and you can have one person is part of their day is they're consumed with themselves, and then the other person, the entire day, is avodas Hashem. And I'd like to be as bold as to say that perhaps the first approach, where the person is preoccupied with themselves in all the matters that are not an obvious service of Hashem, and they dedicate time to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, to learn and to daven and to do mitzvahs, that perhaps that is called avodah zarah. The definition of avodah zarah means a foreign avodah, a foreign service. It's a service that is foreign to the person. Meaning, throughout the day, my service, meaning the service for me, is eating and drinking and working. That's all my service. Then there is the service to something that is external to me, something that is foreign to me, which is the Rabbeinu Shleilam. I also designate time for him. That avodah zarah, it is strange, it is foreign to the person. Whereas the second person, avodas Hashem, encompasses their entire life. There is nothing that the person does throughout the day that is not avodas Hashem. So their service of Hashem is nothing that is external to them. It is part of their essence. It's all, everything they do is avodas Hashem. And this is what Chazal say. Chazal say, Ezu hu el zar. What is a foreign God? Shehu bekir ba shaladam, which is within a person. Ze yetzahara. Says the Gemara, this is the Yetzirah, meaning this is the tactic of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah doesn't mind that we go to daven three times a day. The Yetzirah doesn't mind that we set aside time to learn every day. The Yetzirah, what the Yetzirah minds is when we are in his territory, when we're eating and drinking and doing business, everything that doesn't seem like avodas Hashem, then the Yetzirah wants us to be his. That should not be avodas Hashem. He wants it that our service of Hashem should be for an El Zar. It should be for a foreign God. Hashem becomes a foreign God to the person if throughout the day the person is preoccupied with themselves and not making everything a part of avodas Hashem. So in essence, you have these same two people that are doing the same exact things. One is an Oved Hashem, and one, their Avodah might be called Avodah Zarah. It's a foreign service. Le'yeh b'cha el zar, there should not be within you a strange God. Le'sishtach ve'le'el necher, don't bow down to a foreign God. Don't make the Rabbeinu Shleilam a foreign God. The Rabbeinu Shleilam needs to be part and parcel with you. And this is what the Rabbeinu Shleilam started out Kabbalah Satora with. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I want to be your God. I don't want to be Elohim Acherim. I don't want to be some other God. I want to be your God in every area of your life. I want to be your God. I want every area of your life to be a service to me. And that's what the second dibur is. Lo yelcha lehim acherim. I don't want to be another God. I don't want to be something foreign to you. I don't want to be the other God. The thing that you, the God that you dedicate time to also. this concept of serving Hashem in throughout the entire day, everything that we do should be a service of Hashem, is called derech. Meaning, derech means the way. It's not what we do. It's not necessarily what we do. As I said before, we could have two people doing exactly the same thing. And one is serving Hashem and one is a bechina of avodah zarah. It all depends the way we do it. How we do it. It's the derech. It's the way we do things. So perhaps this is what the pasuk is telling us. Realize, I place before you today two approaches. An approach of bracha and an approach of klala. As a bracha, the bracha will be asher tishme'u el mitzvos Hashem alekeichem. If you will listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, meaning it's not just observing the mitzvahs. The klala is also for the someone who observes the mitzvahs. Observing the mitzvahs is not sufficient. Listen to what the mitzvahs are all about. The mitzvahs are all about forming a relationship between the Yid and the Rabbeinu Shlalem so that this relationship should be a lasting relationship throughout the day. Not just a relationship that lasts while the person is performing the mitzvahs. It's not enough asher tishmeru. It has to be asher tishmeu el mitzvahs Hashem alekeichem. We have to listen to the mitzvahs. V'haklala, the klala is imlois tishmeu el mitzvahs Hashem alekeichem. If you don't listen to the mitzvahs, yes, you observe the mitzvahs, but you don't listen to the mitzvahs. V'sartem min haderech asher anochi metzave eschem hayoim. You're deviating from the way things should be done. Not what is done that you're doing. You're deviating min haderech asher anochi metzave eschem hayoim. You're deviating from the way things need to be done. Lo leches achrei Elohim acherim. You're following a path which is making the Ribbono shel Olam into another God, into something foreign to you. Ashalo yadatem, something that is not part of you, something that you don't know. It's something that has become it's an avoida that is external to you. It's not something that you connect to. And this, I believe, is the avoid of Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, as the Rishuma say, Elul is ani ledoidi v'doidi li. Ani ledoidi means I am to my beloved. The entire I. It's not that there is part of me that is for me and part of me is for the Rabbi Nishalayla. Ani ledoidi, my total ani is to the Rabbi Nishalayla. That is what Elul is about. And that's why the Arizal says that Chodesh El is all about derech. It's not about what we do. It's about how we do it. We have to see to it how that everything should be part of our avodas Hashem. I once heard Akasha. It is known, we know that the Rabbeinu Shlomo's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, that Yud K represents the Rabbi Nishleilam. The last Hey represents either Klal Yisrael or represents Olam Hazeh, represents this world, and the Vav represents a connection. The letter Vav is Vav Achibur. When we connect ourselves to the Rabbi Nishleilam, or when we connect this world, the matters of this world, to the Rabbi Nishleilam, that is when we perfect the Shem Yudke Vavke. We connect the Hey to the Yudke, to the Rabbi Nishleilam through the Vav, and it becomes Yudke Vavke. When Chas V'Sholom, we're not connected to the Rabbi Nishleilam, or we don't connect the matters of this world to the Rabbi Nishleilam, that represents a disconnection between the Yud K and the last K of Hashem's name, because there is no Vav that is connecting. There is no connection. So, since this is the case, one would have thought that matters of spirituality should be represented by the letters Yud-K. That's spirituality is godly. And matters of physicality and materialism should be represented by Vav-K. After all, it represents this world. Vav-K represents matters of this world. But if you look into the spelling of the words that represent Ruchnias and the words that represent Gashmias, it seems to be the opposite. Let's talk about Gashmias. The Achila, eating, right? Achila has a Yud-K in it. Shtia has a Yud-K. Shina, sleeping, has a Yud-K. Pirya v'rivya, multiplying, having children, both have a Yud-K. These are all matters of this world. They have a Yud-K. On the other hand, all matters of spirituality have a Vav-K. Torah has a Vav-K. Avodah has a Vav-K. Tshuva has a Vav-K. Kedusha has a Vav-K. Mitzvah has a Vav-K. All of these matters of spirituality have a Vav-K, and matters of Gashmias have a Yud-K. It seems to be topsy-turvy. But according to what we're saying, I believe what the Rabbi Nishleilam is telling us, what he's telling us through this, is that don't think that Achila and Shtia and Shina and Pirya V'rivya, don't think that these are matters of physicality that can't be part of Avodas Hashem. No, they have Yud-K in them. One can attach themselves to the Rabbi Nishleilam through these matters as well. These all need to be part of Avodas Hashem. And if somebody looks at Torah and Avodah and Kedusha and Tshuva and Mitzvah and thinks that these are something that are spiritual, we can't have a connection to spirituality, tells us that Rabbi Nishleilam, no, look, it has a Vav-K in it. It's something you can connect to. Vav-K represents Klal Yisrael, represents Olam Hazeh. It's something that we can connect to. And this, I believe, was the Melchemes HaMolek. Zohar es asher osu lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you? Baderech. Amalek attacked you not in what you did, in what you were doing, but in how you were doing things. Asher korcha baderech. He called you off on the derech, on how things are done, on the way things are done, not on what is done. And that is why it says that ki yod al keis ka, until Amalek, ad sheyimach shmoi shel Amalek, ein Hashem sholem. Amalek wants us to forget about the Rabbi Nishleilam when we're preoccupied with ourselves throughout the day. When we're preoccupied with our achila and our shtia and our shina and our pirivivya, that should not be part of Avodas Hashem. So as long as Amalek is around, ain't no shame shalem. The shame is not whole. The Yud-K and the Vav-K are separated. But when Amalek will be destroyed, that is when the shame, meaning when each and every one of us is moicha our own Amalek, the El Zor that is beliboy shel Adam, the Yetzahara that wants us to make the Rabbi Nishleilam into an El Zor, that is when the shame will be shalem. And that is the avodah of Chodesh Elul. Ani ledoidi. And then we'll, if we make our entire ani ledoidi, it will be v'doidi li. And we'll all be zeicha to a ksiva v'chsimatoyva, and a shnaz geulav, Yeshua, v'vias, Mashiach, tzidkenu, b'meher, b'yameinu, amein.